This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hama Ba'am. We're continuing in Masachas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis. We have an amazing sugya tonight. Tonight we're going to discuss the role of Kaihanim. Kaihanim, Shlucha Drachmana or Shlucha Didan. That's tonight's sugya. How do we view the role of Kaihanim? Do we view Kaihanim as acting on our behalf, or are they acting on behalf of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Holy Mishnah. We're talking about a situation where somebody made a neder that they can't get hanah from someone. Reuven made a neder that he can't get hanah from Shimon. V'toreim es chumasai umasrois of ladatai. And he could take off truma and maaser for his friend if he's not allowed to give hana to his friend. If Reuven cannot give hana to Shimon, Reuven could take off truma for Shimon and take off maaser for Shimon. Umakriv alav kinei zavin, kinei zavais, kinei yaldais. And he could be makriv for him the kinim for zavin, meaning the offerings of birds for someone who's a zav, a man who emits the emission of zava, of ziva, kinei zavais, the birds, the karbanos of nests of birds for a zava, kinei yaldos, the karbanos of birds for a woman who gave birth, chatois va'ashamois, they could be makriv if he's a karban. If he's a kohen, he could be makriv a karban chatas or an asham. So all of these activities can be done, even though you're asur to give hana to Pliny. And umalamdai medrash halachos va'agadais, the one who made the neder, who asur his hana to someone else, he could teach that person medrash. We'll see what medrash is. Meaning the midrashim on the chumashim. Let's say the mechilta, the sifra, the sifri, halachos. We'll have to see what halachos are. Meaning, what exactly is the definition of halacha? The Rush says halacha l'moshe misinai. The Medrash, the Rush says Sifra Sifri, which is the Medrash of the Psukim. Va'agadois are the words of the Chachamim that they found allusions to in the Psukim. Avalo yilam dena mikra, he can't teach Psukim. Avo malamid hu esbana vesbanois of mikra, he could teach his sons and his daughters Psukim. Says the Holy Ran, v'toyer mes chumasai ves masrois of ladaitoi. Mefarsh b'gemara ladaitoi deman. What does it mean? He could take off truma and meiser with his das. Whose das? The one taking off the truma, or the one who's he's doing it for? Umakriv alav ihaimader koyinu. If the one who made the nether is a koyin, kinei zavin v'kinei zavois kinei yodois l'fish kol elu mavien shtei siren, because all these people bring two turtle doves. Kairim kain. They're called this. Umalam doy medrash. Could teach medrash why? The mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given for hana. Mitzvahs were not given for hana. Therefore, even though I'm not to give you hana, I could teach you medrash. V'lo yilam denu mikra, b'gemara mefarish taima. The Gemara will explain the reason. Okay, now, Iba Ilahu, the Gemara has a Shaila. This is a Velt Shaila. This is a classic Shaila. Iba Ilahu, Hani Kaihani, these Kaihanim, Shluchei Didan Havu, are they acting on our behalf? Are they our messengers, or Shluchei D'Shmaya? Or are they the messengers of heaven? So there's a Ran here that you must know, even though this is not an authorized Daf HaShavua Ran, I don't care. You have to know this Ran. The first Ran. Because if you remember in Masechta Kedushin, the Gemara, concludes that Kohanim Shluchad Rachmananinu. The Gemara in Kedushin, Adav Chav Gimel and Beis, has a sugi about this. And the Gemara's conclusion is, Kohanim are Shluchad Rachmana. They cannot be Shluchay Didan, because it's not possible for a Shliach to do something the Meshaleach can't do. The Shliach can't be greater than the Meshaleach. So if they're acting on the behalf of the Yisrael can't do it. How in the world could the Shliach do it? It must be the Kohanim are the Shluchei Drachmana. So the Ran wants to know, what exactly is this Gemara Shaila? The Gemara already came to a conclusion in Kedushin. Ask the Ran Afa Gav de Parakam, the Kedushin, Osik Rav Huna, the Shluchei Drachmana Ninu. Di Yisrael Gidai Shluchei Didan Ninu. Mi Ika, Mi Di Da Anan, Loi Matzina Lamevad, Ve'inu Avdi. Afilu Achi Boi Hachi. Here we're still asking the Shaila. See, there the Gemara has a conclusion based on logic, and here we want to know, is there any evidence from a Mishnah, from a Tanaitic material? Very interesting. Okay, so you already know the conclusion. You already know how this is going to end, that Kohanim are Shluchei Drachmana, and it has to be. So the Gemara begins. Lamai nafkamina. What nafkamina would it be? Whether Kohanim are Shluchei Drachmana or Shluchei Didan, the nafkamina would be Lamudar Hana, someone who is not allowed to get Hana from a Kohen. I'amrit the Shluchei Didan Havu. If they're our agent, Hamahanile, we're giving them Hana. We're giving them Hana by doing their bidding. The Aser, and the Kohen cannot act on their behalf. But if the Kohen is acting as a Shliach of heaven, Shari, it's permitted. Why? It's permitted. We'll have to see why. So therefore the Gemara says, Mai, what is the conclusion? Take a look in the Ran. Hakamahanile vikivan da avid shlichusai. Since they're doing, if they're doing your shlichus mahanile, who? They're Mahanahim. The Bishlam Ishlucha Dishmaya Ninhu. Bishlam, if they're the agents of heaven. Afa Gav Dishari Luhu. Even though. So you'll say, even if they're the agents of heaven, they're still being Mahanayu, because by bringing your karbanos, they're allowing you to eat kachim. Right? They're being Matar you. Let's say you're Mechusare Kapara. Why is it dependent on them acting on behalf of Shamayim, even if they are acting on behalf of Shamayim, but you still benefiting? Afagav deshari luhu b'hai karban l'mecha b'kachim. Even though they're allowing you with this carbon to eat kachim, ein ze ela gramas hana ba'alma. It's only a goyrem of hana v'shari, and it's permitted. But if they're shluchei didan, then they're doing your bidding. They're mahanayu. That's the shaila. So Tashma, come in here. That now we learned in a Mishnah, Makriv Olav Kine Zavin. They could bring for you the birds of a Zav or a Zava or a Yoledes. I Amrit Shluchei Didan. If they're acting on our behalf, if they're acting on our behalf, I come a Hanile. They're Mahaneyu. How? By doing your service. So the fact that the Mishnah says they could be makriv, kine zavin, kine zavois, kine yaldois, that means kaihane must be shluchei drachmana. But if they are shluchei didan, how could they be mahaneos? Elamai what? So really they're shluchei drachmana. Well, if they're shluchei drachmana, then why are they only able to be makriv, kine Zavin, Kinei Zavois, and Kinei Yoldois, they should be able to be makrif, all karbanos. Like the Gemara L'tameich, and according to you, that they are Shluchei Drachmana, listening makrif love karbanos. Teach their makrif karbanos. Must be, really, their Shluchei Didan. Really, there are Shluchim. Aye, so why are they allowed to be makrif, Kinei Zavin? El Mechusari Kapar Shani, lacking, someone's lacking atonement is different. Why? The Amar of Nat Yochanan, Kol Tzrichin Das Chutz Mechusari Kapara. All Karbanos need the Das of the Bailam, except for someone who's Mechusar Kapara. Why? if a carbon is bringing Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, again, the Lashon of the Gemara is, right, the Gemara is saying, Ula Tamech, Elamai what? Der Shulche Deshmaya? Then why are you only Makriv Mechusari Kapara? Must be really their Shulche Didan. Elamai, so why could they be Makriv these Karbanos? Mechusari Kapara is different because Rabbi Yochanan says, Hakol Tzrich and Das Chutz Mi Mechusari Kapara. Everything needs das except for Mechusari Kapara. Look a little bit further in the Gemara. Sharei Adam may be carbon albana of the albanois of Akhtanim. Because we know a person could bring a carbon for his sons and daughters who are Akhtanim. Shenemar Zois Tairas Hazov. We learn out from Zois Tairas Hazov, Bein Gadol Bein Katan. Whether he's a Gadol or whether he's a Katan. Let's see the Ran. Ella mechusar ula tamech de bois l'mifshami masnisin that shluchei derachmano listening makar of love karbanos. It should say you can be makar of any karbanos. Ella mechusari kaparashani kolaymar the adaraba tivshach tivshay l'idach gisa. The opposite, you should be able to prove the other side. The kivan de tana mechusari kapar b'chod, since it just teaches mechusari kapara, the ein srichin das. The Mechusari Kapara normally doesn't need das. Mashma Davgahani. It's Mashma, these are the only karbanos that can be brought because Kaihanim are our shluchim. Why? Mishum Dekivan De'ein Srichin Das. Since Mechusari Kapara don't need das, Vadai Kayin Lav Shlichusa Ka'aved. That means the Kayin is not doing your bidding. You see, other karbanos. What we're saying now is really Kohanim are our shluchim. So how could they be makriv kinei zavim mechusari kapara? Because other karbanos need das. So that means they're acting on your behalf. Mechusari kapara, you don't need the das of the bailam. Why? Because these karbanos are the exception that the Kohanim are not acting on your behalf. Avo b'shar karbanos hatzrichin das shluchei didaninu. In general, They are our shluchim. Diloi listening makar of love karbanos vavrabusa tvei. So, right now what we're saying is that the fact that the Gemara first wanted to ask, well, if they're shluchei didan, how could you be makar of these karbanos? If they're shluchei didan, how could they be makriv the karbanos? The Gemara flips the table, just the opposite. If they're shluchei derachmana, you should be able to makriv all the karbanos. It must be they're shluchei didan, but shluchei by mechusare kapara is different because you don't need das for mechusare kapara, and therefore for mechusare kapara, they're not acting on our behalf. The Ran just points out, again, an unauthorized part of it, that why can only prove from here that Kohanim are Shluchei Didan? Because if, in fact, they're Shluchei Derachmana, they should be able to be Makrav or Karbanais. So the Ran says, well, maybe they could be Makrav or Karbanais. The Chiddush is they could even be Makrav, maybe Mechusar Kapara, because they're allowing you to eat kachim. And certainly other karbanos they're allowed to do because you're not mahanev, you're not getting hana. But maybe you would think that even though they're, meaning this is not a proof that they're shluchei didan, maybe they're shluchei derachmana. And why did the Braisa pick the kinei, the mechusari kapara? It's a chiddush that they could even be mater you to eat kachim. Now, what's the logic of since Mechusari Kapara, you don't need Das, therefore they're not acting on your behalf, but by other Karbanos that you need Das, they're acting on your behalf. Let's see the Ran. Chutz mi Mechusari Kapara. Zav v'zava u'metzayra u'metzaras v'yoyledes v'kulu k'siv tairas. By all of them it says tairas. V'kari luhu mechusare kapara. They're called mechusare kapara. Mishum sha'asurin likanes l'mikdash. Because it's asur to enter the mikdash. V'lecha b'kadshim. Ad she'yaviu kaparasan, until they bring their kapara. V'hani kivan de'ein karbanan bala kapara. The other... In other words, zavim, the kine zavim, the zava, metzaro, metzairas, they're not, it's not coming to atone, so therefore you don't need das. But anything that's coming to atone, you need das, because how else could you do tshuva? You hear this? Mechusare kapara, let's say zavim v'zavais, they're not coming to atone for an avera. They're just coming to allow you to eat kachim. So if they're not coming to atone for avera, you don't need the das bailim. Because you only need das bailim when if it's being mechaper for you. Because you need das in order to do tshuva. How in the world could somebody bring a carbon for you that's supposed to bring you kapara and you don't have an awareness? The most basic element of tshuva is having an awareness of what's going on. So it says by all of these mechusar kapara zois tairas, says the Ran, v'chi hechi da adam evi karban al benoi katan she'en loy das, just like you could bring a karban mechusar kapara for your son who's a katan that doesn't have a das, hachanami sholoy midaita al chaveroi, you could also do it for your friend without his das. So right now we're holding that it doesn't necessarily mean kaihanim ar shluchei derachmana, it could be their shluchei didan. And the reason why they could be makriv, mechusar kapara, is because you don't need das. Elamayata. But now we're going to have a kasha. Because Rabbi Yochanan just said that we learn out from Zois Tairas, bein gadol, bein katan, that you could be makriv even without das. But we're going to show where the Torah says Zois Tairas, and it's not teaching me this. Elamayat el Rabbi Yochanan zois tairas hayoledes. This is the Torah of a yoledes. Bein ketana ubein gedoyla. In other words, it says by Yoledes, Zois Tairas HaYoledes, but it can't mean that both a Katana and a Gedoyla could bring a carbon Yoledes. Bein Katana, Bein Gedoyla. But Katana Bas Leda, he could a Katana give birth. How do you have a case where a Katana is bringing a carbon Yoledes? Vatani Rav Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi taught before Rav Nachman. We had this Gemara recently in Yevamos on Yud Beis Amud Beis and in Yevamos Kuf Amud Beis and in Ksubis Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, namely, Vatani Rabbi Bekamei Rav Nachman Shalosh Nashim Meshamashas B'Moich. Three women could have relations with a contraceptive: Ketana, a minor; Umuberes, a pregnant woman; Umenika, Ketana. Why? Shema Tesaber V'Tamus, because she might become pregnant and die, which the Gemara assumes to mean that if she becomes pregnant, she will definitely die, which means a katana cannot give birth. Look in the Ran, Elamayata l'Rabbi Yochanan disrelay the Torahs asi l'Rabuye katan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, knows that Torah is coming to include katan. Zois Torahs hayoledes ma'ik l'Rabuye. What's Zois Torahs hayoledes coming to include? Bein gedola bein katana v'hatani Rabbi v'chulu meshamashos b'moich chayavos l'shamish b'moich. They're obligated to meshamish b'moich mishum sakana shema tesaber v'tamis. She might become pregnant and die. Ama le'mishkaches lo yoledes. So now another unauthorized Ran, the third time for the night. The Ran asks, what do you mean? The Gemara Yevamos says that she might die, but she might not. So the Gemara in Yavama says she might die, but maybe she won't. So it is possible for a katana to give birth, and then you'll have a carbon yoledes. So the Ran says you have to say this opinion holds, that if a katana gives birth, banim adifa misimanim, that means she's not a katana. She might not die, but that's the fact that she had a kid is an automatic siman that she must be a gedayla. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this zois tairas. Says the Gemara, "Hahu hahi zois tairas hayoledes bein pikachas bein shoita." The zois tairas by yoledes teaches me that the woman brings these karbanos, whether she is sane, bein shoita, or insane. Shekein adam evi karban al ishtoi shoita. A person could bring a carbon for his wife who is a shayta. Kedivei Rabbi Huda, the Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer, Adam may be carbon asher al ishtai. A person brings a carbon, the carbon of a oishar, for his wife. What does it mean, the carbon of an oishar? Here, let's see the run. That means basically, she'll go by how much money he has. So let's just finish the Gemara. V'chol karbonar shechayeves, and any carbon that the woman is chayev, the man will bring it. Shekach koisavla. This is what he writes to her, and the Ran's going to have a little bit of a different gersa. V'achrayus de'is lich alai. Whatever responsibility, literally, that you have on me, min kadamas dana, from before now, whatever karbanos you needed to bring before, I will bring for you. But this is supposed to be showing that the zois tairas by a ketana is not saying, by the zois tairas, excuse me, by yoledes, is not saying that a yoledes, there's a karban yoledes for a ketana. What it's saying is there's a karban yoledes for a shoita. Let's see the Ran. Hahi zois taras yoledes bein pikachas bein shoita shekein adam evi karban al ishtai krebi yudah kolaymar iloi ashkechan da adam evi karban al ishtai. The first thing we need to ascertain is that a person could bring a karban for his wife. Because if a person can't bring a karban for his wife, lo havem rabinon shoita. It can't include a shoita, the laman kamaz rachmana. Who's the Torah warning? Bishlam abakatan. It's warning the father. Who is the Torah saying that someone brings a carbon of a shoita if a husband never brings a carbon for his wife? But now the Yehuda says that a person brings a carbon for his wife. You could say the Zois Taras is referring to a woman who gave birth as a shoita. We don't need her das. Ela das habal kivan shumevi karbanoseha. Since he could bring her karbanos. Now the Ran has an interesting gersa. Here we go. Says the Ran, hachi garsina detanya adam mevi karban asher al ishtai v'chal karbanos shichayeves amrav yudo lefikach impatra enoi chay v'achriyusan. If, therefore, impatra, if he gave her a get, enoi chayev achriyusan, he's not chayev in the karbanos that she was chayev before. Shekach koisev esloi, this is what he writes to her, achrayis de isli alech min kadmas dina. I'm sorry, shekach koisev esloi, this is what she writes to him. When would she write something to him? When he gives her the ksuba, she writes him a shoivar. And she says, I got my ksuba, and you fulfilled whatever obligations you had to me. What does this mean? V'achi perusha. Adam mevi karban asher al ishtai. A person brings the karban for the state of Ashirus he is in on behalf of his wife. Even though a woman who has a husband is not wealthy, because whatever a woman earns is owned by the husband. Nevertheless, since the husband's a wealthy person, maybe Bishvila carbon usher. He brings for her the carbon of a wealthy person, but carbon shehi, but oil of a yared. Any carbon that's subject to the three levels of oil of a yared, lefisha bal chayv becarbonis ishtay, because the husband is chayv in the carbonis of his wife, v'chein kol carbonis shi chayavas, and he's also chayv in all the carbonis she's chayv in, lemute nidarel v'nidvayseha, except for if she made a neder or nedava. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, lefikach, in patra, if he divorces her, klemer shagirsha, enoi chai b'achriyusan, he doesn't then, he's not responsible for the karbanos that she incurred. Shekach koyseves loy b'shoiver she oisoloi b'shaz gerson, because this is what she writes to him in the receipt that she makes for him at the time of the divorce. Miksubasa koyseves la, she writes, she moicheles kol achray sheyesh olaf. She's moichel all the achrayis that she has on him mikoydim lachain, from before the divorce. That implies that it's because she's moichel, he doesn't have to bring it. But if she wouldn't be moichel, he would have to bring karbanos for her. V'yesh b'chala shenzeh, filo karbanos, the Rebbe Yehuda. I'm sorry, v'yesh b'chala shenzeh, filo karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda darish lashon hedyad. Rabbi Yehuda darshins the simple language of the way the women speak. Mehacha yafinan la beperek hamakabel. Now, what does it mean, like Rabbi Yehuda? Does anyone argue on this? V'hada amar hacha, that which it says over here, shekein mevi adam karbanei al ishtek Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka Rabbi Yehuda. Because in the reisha it says, the hatani reisha stama, Adam mevi karban asher al ishtay. The reisha says stam, a person could bring a karban for his wife. But we don't know who the Tanakama is. El mishen doya dinan man niu Tanakama. We don't know who the Tanakama is. Rabbi Yehuda Ariba, and Rabbi Yehuda, his name is mentioned. So talina leila dide. So we hinge it on him. But the bottom line is, the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Zois Toiras includes a katana. And the question is, well, if it right, the Gemara had the following. The Gemara wanted to say ula tamech, meaning, if you're going to say that it's shlucha didan, then why doesn't it say your makriv all karbanos? Elamai, it's really. I'm sorry. If you want to say it's shlucha derachmana, why can't you be makriv all karbanos? It must be. It's because really the kaihanim are shlucha didan, and why are they only makriv mechusare kapara? Because everything else, they can't be makriv because they're shluchei didan. But mechusare kapara, we don't need their das. So then, they're in that kind of case, they're really shluchei derachmana. How do we know we don't need das by mechusare kapara? We learn out from Zois Toiras. We asked, so what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Zois Toiras by Yoyledes? And we said, that's to include if ishtoi shoita. And it would seem, though, like the Ran pointed out, that this would indicate they must be really shluchei didan. And just by mechusari kapara, they're shluchei rachmana. To which the Ran said, no, we can't say that for certain. Maybe really they're shluchei derachmana. So why did it only say mechusari kapara? To teach me a chiddush that even though they're mahanayu, it's still permitted, but really they're shluchei derachmana. So as we pointed out, the conclusion in Kedushin is kaihanim are shluchei derachmana. And it doesn't seem like we have any source from a Mishnah or a Braisa to either way, whether they're shluchei didan or shluchei derachmana, even though it's more mashma that they're actually shluchei didan from our sugya. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that is daf lamed hey amud beis. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, sure, we're going to be Have an amazing topic on Parshas Korach, connected to a Nedarim Sugya that we did Be'ion, and that is, does Dina de Malchusa Dina apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know it applies to the government, but does Dina de Malchusa Dina, do we have to listen to Hashem als Dina de Malchusa Dina? And what does that have to do with Parshas Korach? It's actually very interesting. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. Kol Tov, Bracha V'Atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.